You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's time to bring in our man, Jason Gibbs, for a little fact or fiction. What's up, Gibbs?
There we go. It's amazing when things actually work here.
Gibbs, who's winning the Masters?
I think it's Rory.
No way. Put that in the Friday forecast tomorrow.
Yep, that'll be on the forecast tomorrow. By the way, the last time Tiger Woods bogeyed the first hole on a Thursday, he won the tournament in 2005.
My guy.
He's not winning. No way.
He's not winning. I will agree with you on that. I think those people that think he's 100% healthy, I feel like by Saturday he's going to be holding his back or his knee or something.
That's what something's going to Riz talked about it on the Really Big Show today, that there's a prop bet about will he withdraw or not.
I think that's going to get a lot of action.
It will. by 14th hole when he's about six over.
Oh, my back.
So how about this? All seven Kentucky players just announced they're going pro in the college basketball world.
At one time?
Yeah. They had a news conference. They all just stood up, and Calipari said they're all going pro.
And you know what's so funny about this is Calipari probably has four of their replacements already in his recruiting class.
Yep. And Braxton Miller, his infractions not deemed severe enough by the NCAA.
I saw that as well.
That's also breaking news coming in.
Good, Gibbs.
Should we play some fact or fiction?
Yes.
Fact or fiction?
Question number one today, guys. The Browns will use both of their first round picks in 2015.
I believe that is a fact. We've talked way too long about who we love at 12 and 19 for them not to. But to be very real, I think that this is a team, as many have said, has gotten old via free agency, which is just naturally happens because you're signing guys on their second or third contract. And we need to add competition and young talent to this roster so that when these contracts of these free agents that we signed last year, Hawkins, Dansby, Whitner, we have the next guys in line to play like a Brown.
All right, I'm going to go with fact. We need players. You need two first-rounders. They're going to use both of them, 12 and 19. They might trade back from either of those picks, but yes, two first-round picks will be drafted this year by the Browns.
Fact or fiction?
If Randy Gregory is available at number 12, the Browns should take him over any other positions of need.
I believe that is a fiction, but I can't say that if he drops to 19 and we don't address pass rusher with 12, Randy Gregory is my pick.
Randy Gregory. Now, Josh Norris said they should sprint to the podium yesterday if he's there at 12.
At 12?
He says he's the fourth-rated player on his board.
Wow.
I think if he's available at 12, the Browns should take him if Shelton and Devontae Parker are gone. If they are available, I would go with one of those two. But if he's there at 19, I'm sprinting and I'm taking Randy Gregory.
Fact or fiction?
Question number three, guys. Draft gurus have overrated Danny Shelton in this draft.
I think that's fiction, and here's the reason why. Because he's the next Haloti Ngata, you know, with how productive he can
really?
Be. Yes, and in some cases, yes, he's bigger, maybe a little bit less athletic. But I think overall, the production that he had at the University of Washington, if he can be a glimpse of the as productive inside, let alone just be 340 and owning the middle like the next Vince Wilfork, Casey Hampton, as we saw in the Steelers defense for, 8 or 10 years. I think he's a guy that you can build a defense around for the next decade, and also, too, his productivity of being in the backfield and his activity as a guy so big is a luxury on the defensive line.
I'm going to say fiction because he disrupts and people know he's a first round talent. And I think he's going to add a lot to a defense. He's going to do a lot of things that maybe won't necessarily show up in the stat sheet, but I think he's going to be very productive and make players around him better. If you had a guy like that in front of you, Matt, it helps you do your job. Oh. So I think that Danny Shelton is not being overvalued. I think it'll be interesting to see if in today's salary cap era, if the Browns are willing or another team are willing to take a guy that many think will be predominantly a two-down player. Now, I think he could be a three-down player and collapse the pocket from the middle, but are they willing to take that?
Not as a rookie. He won't be a three-down player as a rookie, but in year two, as he progresses, maybe loses 15 pounds, he can be that guy.
But I'd rather him keep the weight on and be that plugger in the middle. That's more important
to me than
anything.
He can still be a plugger at 325.
Okay.
Believe me, he can.
Fact or fiction?
The Browns won't draft a wide receiver until the second round of this year's draft at the earliest.
Oh, this is tough. I'm going to go with a fact. And the reason why is because it coincides with my mock draft on the fact that I believe Danny Shelton at 12 is an absolute no-brainer home run because of he meets a need, and in most cases at 12, he could very well be at the top of our board, number one overall on most talented. And he'll have the largest impact, I believe. And that also, too, coincides with the fact that we might get Randy Gregory at 19 and or that second tier of wide receiver at 19.
I think it's fiction that they will absolutely not draft a receiver until the second round at the earliest. I think if Devontae Parker is there at 12, good chance the Browns take him. I also think that they could take somebody at 19, maybe a Breshad Perriman if they go a different direction. So I think it's fiction that it's a certainty that the Browns will not take a receiver until the second round. Now, would I be surprised if they do take one for the first time in the second round? No, I wouldn't. But I think to say that they would not take one in the first round, I think, is fiction. I think there are many scenarios under which they would.
Fact or fiction?
Now, we're going to get into this a lot more tomorrow. Mel Kiper's mock draft came out today. He and McShay had a lot to say, and we've got a ton of sound. We'll play it tomorrow. We'll start breaking down the mock draft from both of those guys. But he did have Devin Funchess going in the first round to Cincinnati. Fact or fiction, Devin Funchess will be a first-round pick in this year's draft.
I'm going to go fiction, and this is hoping and praying that he drops into the second round and the Browns aggressively move up to grab him at some point. That's kind of where I'm coming from. But and also, too, I think Breshad Perriman, as you said, Jalen Strong, Devin Smith,
Dorial Green Beckham,
that second tier of wide receivers beyond the big three, Kevin White, Amari Cooper, and Devontae Parker, are going to be speckled throughout that second half of the first round, which might push a hybrid type guy like Devin Funchess into the second round.
I think he goes in the second round. Somebody's going to really have to love him and take him in the first round because he's not a perfect prospect. So I do think he goes in the second round. So fiction that he's a first rounder, even though Mel Kiper seems pretty sure that he is. Now, I could see Cincinnati does make sense to me, though, because they're a team that was in the market for all of these tight ends, Rob Hausler included, and they could see him as the guy that can come in and play alongside Tyler Eifert. That would be, though, multiple first-round picks in the last few years on that position because they first-round pick Jermaine Gresham. Tyler Eifert, first-round pick, would be another first-round pick here if they went that way with Funchess and wanted to play him in that role.
Fact or fiction?
Final one today, guys. Marcus Mariota will be a Cleveland Brown.
I'm going to go fiction, and I said this to Nathan during the break. I said, I don't want Mariota because of, again, he's not a foregone conclusion that he's a franchise quarterback. He's a bigger, safer version of Johnny Manziel. But that all being said, we have Johnny Manziel. We don't know what or how he's going to come out of rehab, and many people had him as the top quarterback on their board, the Cleveland Browns included. And I think that Johnny Manziel right now is yet to be determined in my eyes. And you just can't use a first-round draft pick when there are other positions that we can attend to outside of the quarterback.
I'm going to say fiction, unless he falls to 12. And even then, I'm not sure the Browns take him. But I do think it's possible he does fall. But I say fiction. The Browns are not going to package picks and trade up to get Marcus Mariota.
Fair enough. That wraps up this week's Fact or Fiction.
Would you want them to do that?
To go up and get him?
Yeah.
No. But I think if he's there at number 12, you have a big decision to make.
Yes, absolutely. You do. Yes, you do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to trade up to get him unless the Browns feel like he's the guy.
Do you love his game? Do you think it'll transfer?
I don't know if it translates to the NFL. That's my biggest concern, has been my biggest concern from day one. I don't know if his game translates to the NFL.
I am not certain either, and that's why I'm not trading multiple assets. If he falls to me, then perhaps I'll take a look at him, but I'm not jumping the gun for him.
No.
Winston, I would, but I don't think you have a shot at Winston. He's going number one to Tampa Bay. All right, we'll be back to wrap things up here on this Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming.